Crowds of mourners in the besieged Gaza Strip have attended a funeral of a Palestinian man shot and killed by Israeli troops. Hundreds carried the body of Saadi Abu Taha into the city of Khan Yunis as part of his funeral procession. The 29-year-old was killed on Friday while taking part in anti-occupation protests. Three others, including a 15-year-old boy, were killed on Friday, bringing to 39 the number of Palestinians killed over the past weeks. The killings were condemned by the European Union, which wants a full investigation into the deaths. The March of Return is a campaign by Palestinians who demand the right of return to their land and want their self-determination right to be recognized. Well, joining me now in our studios here in Tehran is Blaine Coleman, Palestine human rights activist and also BDS pioneer. Good to have you with us, Blaine, and welcome to Iran and Press TV studios in Tehran. Let us focus on the significance of this Palestinian great march of return, as they call it. Talk about its significance to begin with.
Thank you, Beirut. Well, to me, the significance of this march of thousands of Palestinians, thousands of unarmed Palestinians, is that they are marching in the face of Israeli bullets, and they know the Israeli occupation soldiers are going to kill some of them. Now, to me, that means that U.S. university students and European university students should definitely march and demand boycott against Israel immediately, because nobody is shooting U.S. university students. Nobody is shooting European university students. It's not so hard for them to march for boycott against Israel. That's the significance of these thousands of brave Palestinians marching in Gaza, to me.
I see. And also, Blaine, let's also discuss this, something which is peaceful protest. This is something which is routine everywhere in the world and can be done. It's done all across the planet. It looks like it's only the Palestinians who are deprived of this right. They cannot even have a peaceful protest. They should give their lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's monstrous, and it's the product of this extremely racist, extremely violent Israeli state, which is going to be abolished the same way that the apartheid state of South Africa was abolished, largely through massive national boycott campaigns. For example, in the Ann Arbor City Council, Ann Arbor, Michigan, some of us have been pushing for 16 years to force the city council to allow a public hearing on the Boycott Israel resolution. And the city council has refused for 16 years to even allow its own citizens to have a public hearing on the resolution to boycott Israel. Now, I ask you, what kind of a democracy is that? Okay? And as you see, these are some of the signs that we have used in our protests at the city council, because they refuse to even allow a public hearing. Can I mention briefly the victory that the students at the University of Michigan had for BDS? Do we have time?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay, 11 times the University of Michigan students campaigned for and demanded divestment, similar to boycott, against Israel. And on the 11th time, just last November, these students won. The student government at the University of Michigan, for the first time, voted in favor of a divestment resolution in support of Palestinian human rights. This is the kind of victory students can get all over the country, all over the United States, if they push for it. Mm-hmm. And I think they should push for boycott against Israel, because they can win.
And Blaine, could you be more specific on this? I mean, Palestinians do need support. The international community is silent. I mean, international organizations, the United Nations, are actually, even if they want to do something, they simply condemn those things and they give lip service most of the time. They are practically unable to take any practical action or measure. So what is the right thing? What can be done to actually support the Palestinians?
In my opinion, the best thing that can be done is to remember that the white apartheid South African state was abolished by big, loud public marches to boycott South Africa, big, loud public campaigns in city councils to boycott South Africa. And today, we have to do the same thing to demand boycott against Israel until that very racist, very violent state is finally abolished. And it's an easy thing to do. Nobody is shooting us in the United States. Let's just get out there and demand boycott.
Mm-hmm. And how do you predict developments in Palestinian occupied territories to unfold? How do you see the future? Do you depict a bright future for Palestine? And can this Palestinian-Israeli conflict finally be resolved?
Yes, especially since we've seen thousands of Palestinians capturing the attention of the world news media. And the world news media is not favorable to Palestinians. Yet, these thousands of marchers marching right up to the fence in Gaza, facing down heavily armed Israeli soldiers, these thousands of marchers have captured the world's attention. They're going to keep doing it. And basically, this is how you get liberation. By sticking yourself in front of a TV camera with thousands of people, making a clear demand until you win.
Okay, and also, Blaine, as a last question, tell us about the activities and operations of, you are also a Palestinian human rights activist and a pioneer with BDS. What specific plans do you have in support of the Palestinians?
What are the plans to support the Palestinians?
Exactly.
Well, my own plans are to keep demanding boycott and be very clear about it in the city council of Ann Arbor, Michigan, where I live. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody should do the same. As I keep saying, it's pretty easy. Nobody is going to shoot you. Just get out there and demand boycott until Palestine's liberated.
I see. Okay. Great to have you with us. Thank you for your comments, Blaine Coleman, Palestine human rights activist and BDS pioneer, joining us in our Tehran studios.